बम हर हर महादेव वार क्राई दैट वार क्राई इज बोम हर 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 मन महादेव महादेव
Is there any interesting history how the deities of Vrindavan, Radha Govindaji, Radha Gopinath, Radha Damodar, how they all came to Jayapur?
Yes. When they apprehended the attack of Aurangzeb to Vrindavan, they removed stealthily the deities there. In Hindu state. That was Hindu, Jaipur was Hindu state, and Vrindavan, Mathura was under the direct rule of the Muslims. So from Muslim state they removed, and that could not remove so far. Someone removed to Bharatpur state, that was also Hindu state of the Jats near Kammavan. Kammavan. Some say first they removed to Kammavan, from there to Jaipur.
To this day,
Muslims, they cannot understand that how eye experience can be used for spiritual purpose. If your experience can be utilized for spiritual purpose, why not the eye experience? This do not enter their brain. Every experience may be utilized for our advancement towards spiritual consciousness. We all admit ear experience, sound. Sound means ear experience. Ear experience can help us in our spiritual improvement way. But the Arya Rishis, they also told that the eye experience also can be utilized for the development of our spiritual faith, and the touch, everything can be used. He can come down to our level through every experience in a reverential way, superior to draw our dedication, devotion, and not enjoyment. The other experience also can be used for enjoyment, but there is no spiritual entity. Only Sevan Mukhi Jivadu. Only when we took our attempt to move upward towards superior plane, then anything we may meet through our senses begin in the beginning. So Prabhat, Tulasi, Sadagram and Diti. The scripture also, the Bhagavatam is to worship. The Gita Bhagavatam. Really, we must learn to worship, that is, means dedication. By dedication, we can come in touch with superior plane, and by the spirit of exploitation, we cannot but be in touch of our inferior plane. If we want to exploit anything, then I have to control that for my exploitation. And I can control only things that have lower status. I can control and exploit that cannot but be of lower status than myself. And if I want the company of any superior, I must have to approach as a lower, as mean to the high, as low to the high. Superior is a mode of service, not of exploitation, not of enjoyment. That is the main thing we have to understand. We are in the marginal position. We can exploit only of lower existence. And if we want at all the association of higher, we shall have to be utilized by their interest, guided by their interest. So service, slavery. By attitude of slavery, we can enter Krishna Das. Jive Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. If we are to calculate what is our position in relation to Krishna, then our position would be that we are slave to Him. He is so high. And I can be only utilized in His plane as a slave. But that is to try for His satisfaction wholesale. Then I can enter there. Sivanmukhi. Paripratena Pariprasnena Sevaya. Only Seva, service, can take me there. And enjoyment can take me down to a plane where I can control it to my sweet will, and I can enjoy it in any way I may like. The enjoyment takes us down, and our service, dedication takes us up. And we are adaptable for both stages of life. Tatastha jivi. Krishna tatastha shakti bhidavid prakash. Jivi sarupai Krishna nitya das. Krishna tatastha shakti bhidavid prakash.
Can we go back to Krishna Loka?
Huh?
Go back to Krishna Loka? Are we still there?
Yes, in soul. Soul, when it will reach, our soul will reach that plane, so it is. It seems to be known to me because it was existing in my, inside my soul. I'm a known child of this fight. The soul will say, I like very much, it's friendly. I thrive here. Very, very healthy position. The soul will say like that, our inner representation. But outer, they won't. They will vanish in the course of rising to that place. Edhir kare sarbanas. This coating, this cover, both gross and the subtle, they will disappear. Vanish. This is a medium through which we can contact with material world and to draw some sort of juice from there. The eye, the ear, this body, the touch, everything. An instrument through which we can connect with the material things and get something, material taste, satisfaction. If the body goes, we are disconnected with this material world of experience, we are disconnected. But mentally, we can be in connection with them in the subtle world. Bhubasa maha janatama satyaluk. After that, we can live in mental body of different value. Bhulok, Bhuvalok, Bhulok is this world of experience, mundane experience, and Bhuvalok is Pitrilok. We have got affinity for this world, but after death, for some time, we cannot enter into this physical body, we shall have to pass our time in the mental world. That is Bhuvalok. And that is generally the moon center. That is the Upagraha, satellite of Earth. Moon is revolving around the Earth. Earth is the center of the moon. Moon is revolving. So after death, the Atma with the subtle body goes to Chandraloka. Again from there, he has to come. Yogi prakpani vartati, chajat chandlasam yogi, yogi prakpani vartati. As those that go by the way of indifference and renunciation, they go, their soul goes towards the sun, crossing the area of attraction of the earth, goes towards sun, the light, light. And there, within the light of the light, that is soul. Narayana, Narayana is conceived as within the sun, jyoti. Light means jyoti, light, jyoti, means knowledge. Light means knowledge. So, as sun shows this world, so Atma shows this world. Sun does not show. Really, this spark of knowledge can show, can give some conception of the external world. To a dead man, sun cannot show anything. But Atma, the spark of knowledge, light, really that shows. So, Savitur Varanyam in Bhagavad Gita, Gayatri. So, light is taken as the emblem of knowledge. So, Uttarayam, not Chandramasa Gati, but solar, sun direction, the renunciation is to go. And within that, they find another world of Narayana. Sarasiya sanasannivist kaivravam, Hiranmaya Bapu. Siyam sada savitri mandala madhyavarti Narayana. Narayana should be always meditated as within sun, Savitri Mandala, the sun, and Narayana is within, that light of the light, who gives light to the sun, to the light. He is Narayana, the subjective character. Light of light is Narayana. And Gayatri also. Vidyut Varanyam.
Maharaj, I read somewhere that Lord Sri Krishna, he gave a speech standing on the moon. Standing on the moon, he gave a speech once, you know. He gave a lecture to someone. Lord Sri Krishna.
When?
I read in the books that, you know, that that somebody, you know, these Americans, that they're going up there to record that speech which he had given thousands of years back. Is it true that he gave a speech standing on the moon?
No such mention in any scriptures. But it is mentioned as he appears here in this Brahmanda. By turn he visits every Brahmanda. And just like sun is rising here, 1 hour after, only 1,000 mile distance he rises. The always rising sun, always setting, always midday, because he is moving, and any time, in any place he is rising, any place he is sitting. So Krishna Lila is also like that. It is moving in a circle through all the Brahmanda. The Janma Lila finished here in this Brahma, it is extended to another Brahmanda. Then here developing, and the what is passing, that is going to another Brahmanda, like sun. Brahmanda mandalabhya vikrame krame phire in Chaitanya Jaita. Vijitena parelila kamone nitya hai in the Brahmanda also, it is eternal. How? The sun is sunrise, the morning is eternal, evening is eternal, noonday, every part of the day is eternal. Because when passes from there, in the next place it is that place, in this way. Always there is evening somewhere else, always there is morning somewhere else, always there is noon, or any time somewhere else, always continuing. So Krishna Lila is also always continuing, passing from this Brahmanda extended to another, and from that to another, 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 in this way, cyclic order. Again, Dapara comes, again here he comes, in this way. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Yes,
ma'am. Do you follow?
What?
The eternal.
Yes,
morning is eternal. Do you follow? Evening is eternal. Do you follow? Morning, always there is morning in the world. Now here, now there, in this way. Morning, the sunrise is always occurrence. Sunrise here. The next morning sunrise, little after, then apparently 6 hours after it is in London, 12 hours it is in America, again in this in Japan, in this way, the sunrise is eternal, evening is also eternal, every part of the day is eternal. Can't you conceive?
Yes.
So they say Krishna is also eternal. One Brahmanda passing, another Brahmanda in this way, it is passing. Again after Dapar Yuga, it is here, Krishna Lila. Again passing away. Again in one day of Brahma, it is again coming here, in this way, Nitya. Every Dapar Yuga Krishna and Mahaprabhu comes, that par Yugavata. But Radha Govinda and Meditore, this comes only in one day of Brahma, Ashtavinsha Chaturyuga, 28th number of day of Brahma. Thousand years one Brahma lives, and his one day is consisted of 4 yuga, Satyajata Dapar Kali. This constitutes one day for Brahma, and as such sahasra, 1,000 day is one day, 1,000 such years is one day for Brahma. And Brahma has got 100 years longevity. And in every day of Brahma, this Radha Krishna comes. On 28th day of Brahma.
Why is it so rare?
Huh?
Why is it so rare?
So rare? Huh?
This canvassing for for Goloka, it is such a rare occurrence.
It is there. It is earned by the karma of the jiva. It is there to those who are the inhabitants of this place by their karma, to them. Again, who has attained that siddhi, entered into Goloka, they can find any time. Your president of America, his visit cannot be had any time and every time. He gives his visit in a particular place, in a particular part of the earth, perhaps in any province, in state. He visits once in a year, and the people of that place can have his darshan in this way. But the staff of the president, the personal staff, may always see him, something like that. It is Leela, the pastimes. 24 hours engagement with God is only to be found in the Gaudiya Vaishnava's school and nowhere. In no conception of religion in this world can say that a man can have 24 hours engagement with God. Do you follow? Only in Madhura Rasa, in Vrindavan, it is possible that Ashtakadiya Leela, 24 hours engagement in the service of God, it is possible in that nature, that mood. Otherwise, eternal engagement with God, what is that? That will come to Brahma Darshan, something like deep slumber. You'll faint there. As Swami Maharaj told Achyutananda, if I say what talk I had with Sridhar Maharaj, he will faint. Have you heard this? No?
Yes.
That beyond your reach, you cannot have the conception, true conception of that fact. You will have to faint. What's the time?
4:30, Maharaj.
4:30. So I want to close now.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa.
Just at the side and supply it from inside. I see the color. But to read things by the eye, because the help is from within. Suppose there is a war, ordinary man is seeing that, and the general, he is also seeing. The general is seeing through telescope the war is going. He is seeing, and the ordinary man seeing. He is not one and the same. We shall learn to see things with interest. The interest within. What will be, that will be friendly or foe, and the friendly, how much friendly, and the apparent friend or real friend, permanent, all these things to be considered, to see. Apparent seeing, sight, we may see everything as if the object of enjoyment. Then the conscience says, no, don't go to enjoy. There is some trouble. And the deepest sight will see everything is framed and everything is superior to you. Everything is to be worshipped, not to be predominated. When we are elevationist, exploitationist, the exploitationist nature should dissolve. And not only want of exploitation, that is the end of life. But they are all subject of my worship, of my service. That is the real vision, inner vision of everyone. And there we live. There we live proper life. Yes, we are serving unit in the universe. And there is also gradation of that. What type of service? A gradation. But the exploitation view must be transformed into the view of dedication. And what type of dedication? How much dedication? There is classification. And the question of loss and gain. At the same time, it should be settled that what am I? This flesh and the blood, or the mental system within, or even the principle which sustains the whole mental system as well as this body. What am I? What is my proper self? The real member in the universe, who is that? This is like a dress, a garment, this flesh and the blood. Then the inner mind is there. And that is also quoting, subtle. Soul living within, and what is that soul? And what is his interest in the universe, in the around, world around? These questions of deep understanding should be solved. Then we can cross the death. The body cannot cross the death, the calamity of the death, and even not the mind to certain extent. But the soul is eternally existing in its own plane, and that is home, back to God, back to home. In the plane of that sweet God, we can live permanently and happily. And the all against the charm of this mundane life, we have to look after what is death, destruction. Not only our body, but even this earth, moon, sun, the solar system, the whole universe cannot but die. In course of years, course of crores of millions of years, everything will vanish. And again, coming and going, coming and going. We must be prey to that if we want to come out of that dangerous position of being devoured by this general destruction. Then we have to find out our own self, deeper self, but the deepest self, which is the eternal factor of the eternal environment of the world. That is mainly thing. And that life is sweet. That is real and that is sweet. And this is a reactionary, bitter reactionary, and very fleeting, and painful. Reactionary means painful, this life. And what do you want? To enjoy this temporary reactionary pleasure, or you have to dive deep and find your real internal self as a member of the world of that type. That plane, deepest plane, Nirguna, the plane of Krishna consciousness is the deepest plane. Just as the earth, water, air, heat, ether, more subtle, more durable, more efficient. So also we have to go on the plane of soul, ego soul, the plane of Vaikuntha, plane of Goloka, sweet home. Now it is a family-like thing to us. But the deep response we get from our inner self, then neglecting all these apparent pleasures, we shall try to attain that holy form of life. We shall be after. Knowing fully well the proposals that comes, proposals of comfort that comes from the surface, that is trifle, nothing, no job. We must dive deep to find out our own plenary life, natural life within. Satchitam, that is eternal, that is pure conscious, and that is anandam, that is the loving, beautiful, ecstatic. Satchitam, three attributes eternally existing there. Sat, unassailable existence. No distraction can touch it. Then the second, self-conscious, that is not fossil-like stage, but fully conscious. And the third, that is blissful, ecstatic, that is loving, that is beautiful, that is reality such. And we want to go back to God and back to home. We want to go back to our soul's country, not to live in the mind or body's country. At present we are living in the country of the body. To dive deep we shall find the country of the mind. Again, if we can dive deeper, there we shall find the country of the soul. And there is also gradation, and the highest, sweetest country is there in Goloka Krishna Kansas area. In nutshell, this is the ISKCON. ISKCON, the idea. It is not a formal thing, it is really a matter, an object. Not a passion, neither a form nor a passion, but a substantial and real. And then we have to find out that how, and how we can make progress towards that life, that sort of life. Do you follow, no? If you have got any charm for such life, now think like a fable, abstract thing. But in Bhagavad Gita, what is darkness to one, that is light to another. Just as the owls, they can see in darkness. We cannot see in darkness. In daytime they are blind, and the night we are blind. So we must awake there to see now that is dark to us. And what is day to us at present, that must be converted into darkness, and we shall proceed towards that unknown country with the help of the agents, with the capital of our faith, And the face is based on the transient characteristic of this life, which is after devoured by the within the jaw of death. To avoid the death, we must begin our march towards the country which is beyond death. That should be, with the faith will be our capital. You follow?
Yes.
It's our goal, holy goal. Artha-mitra. What is the underlying meaning of the word partha? What is the root?
The son of Pritha?
Eh?
The son of Pritha?
Pritha. Ah. Pritha is Kunti.
Yes.
And her son is Partha. So.
Yes.
And the friend of Partha is who?
Is Krishna.
Krishna. But there are other friends also of Partha. Why Krishna alone? He is the principal friend. Govinda Maharaj has gone out from the market. He will come back.
Swami Maharaj writes in his Krishna book that the sages present in the assembly in Dwarka, when Krishna expounded on the absolute truth,
what you say? I don't follow what you say. Krishna explained to the rishis how
Krishna
to
explained,
the sages.
Explained dharma.
Yes.
And the rishis, they were very much appreciating the clarity, the simplicity, and the profoundness of the explanation.
Yes.
So I am also appreciating your explanation. It is like that. It is only...
Our Guru Maharaj's way of exploration was like that. In a generalized way. Synthetical. From the point to go to the center, and with all other paraphernalia to come to explain the point. That is synthetical, an analytical process. To take a point and go on by analyzing into details. And the synthetical, where you begin from there, you must come to center. And from there, you will go again with the paraphernalia to look at the position of the question. What is this position and around? Ramanujacharya's system was like that, synthetical. Madhvacharya told to be more, mainly analytical. Everything must be satisfied from the central consideration. Must have its relation with the central consideration. what is his spine. Sambandhagyan. What is that? What is his paraphernalia? And what is valuation from the consideration of the highest center? All these things to be discussed and cleared and known. Our Guru Maharaj's style was synthetical. Generalization. The point, to view the point from the sense of generalization, standpoint of generalization. From general consideration. The valuation from the general and the higher consideration. Everything should be measured and dealt with.
You have given me an idea for preaching, because in the West, many people, they are thinking, we are speaking of some fable when we speak of Krishna pastimes, some people, but they are so engrossed in the fleeting, temporary, reactionary, that's the fable.
Nothing of the kind, just the opposite.
Yes. So to convince them of this world is...
This plane, yes. Such plane is possible. And the above renunciation, the full renunciation, and then begins the another side positive. This is all negative. Self-aggrandizement. Everyone wants to exploit another. And that is just the opposite. And in the middle, the stage of abscissa, renunciation. After renunciation, you have to begin the positive one, not here. Within the plane of exploitation, a little less exploitation, not bad. Or highest absolute exploitation, not bad. Nothing of the exploitation there. Lord is not the exploiter, but saver, savior. And the savior is not abstract, but with nectar. By distributing nectar, he comes to save us, supplying everything. The whole necessity of our inner self is supplies, filled up with nectar. Nectarine conduct, reaction. Nidai Gaur Haribo, Nidai Gaur Haribo, Nidai Gaur Haribo. What were you there in your motherland? The way to Krishna consciousness. Season, and the Krishna consciousness full-fledged season in its fullest form.